Well, good evening. This is John from St. Germain, and this is Crystal Silence League Hour, brought to you by LMC Radio Network and broadcast live from Echo St. Germain, located somewhere in the sacred ether plane. We receive many emails and private messages and Ouija board contacts and small projectors to request to continue discussing topics of personal magnetism and projection before moving on to attraction. So that's what we're going to do. We'll be addressing that very topic later on in the show tonight. As always, the show will include instructions for the ball game. So it would be very handy if you had such a size crystal ball. And if you don't have a crystal, how about a shiny stone? And of course, if you don't have that, you can always use a glass of water. And so, let's just take a brief interlude while you go gather those tools, and then gather around the fire here in Chateau Saint-Germain in just a couple of minutes, and we will return. Ball or object of your choice. And I believe we should take a moment to discuss the Crystal Silent League once again. For those of you who are not familiar with us, we are an online prayer service located at www.crystalsilenceleague.org, where anyone is welcome to post a prayer request, and the members and the pastors will pray for you. There's no charge for posting a prayer request. Prayer is always free at the Crystal Silence League. And, of course, if you'd like to know more, please visit the website, www.crystalsilenceleague.org. We also publish a newsletter, of which I'm the editor, and be sure to subscribe to our mailing list to receive it in your email every month. And if you're new to the vision of the Crystal Silence League, it was started in 1919 by Mr. Claude Conlon, distributed affirmative prayer and helpful thoughts to all in need. And it was rebirthed on the internet by the Missionary Independent Spiritual Church in 2011. Now, I would like to tell you a little bit about more about it, because a lot of people don't know what exactly it is that we do. There is a method to this, and I can do no better than to give it to you in Mr. Conlon's own words. The method that you learn when you buy the book, Personal Lessons, Codes, and Instructions from members of the Crystal Silence League, by Mr. Claude Conlon, is a method of projection and of reception. It's a two-part method, and I'm going to give you exactly, I'll just read this to you, in fact. The method is described by Mr. Conlon is as follows. We work together for the good of all. Dedicants of the Crystal Silence League send thoughts and prayers of joy, health, strength, love, and success, and protection to all, and in turn receive the fruits of mutually supported prayer. If you are able, join our worldwide band when your view of the sun is morning, fresh, and again, and as nighttime falls. As the earth speeds and spins around the sun, so do the hours succeed one another around this busy globe. As one mind finishes the prayer, another takes it up, always moving westward, steadily westward, a torch of mind passed in a relay race of love and purpose and will. Catch the thoughts arising from your east each morning. Send your thoughts to those abiding west of you each night. Now is the hour. Let us work for results now. Morning. Each morning as you awake, begin to think that you are free, strong, masterful, victorious, supreme. Clarify your brain and prepare your mind to receive messages by mental induction through the crystal. Go into the silence, if only briefly. The messages of affirmation will come from the east. Look where the sun will rise, is rising, or has risen. From thence comes hope. Receive it and believe it. Then send out your own first mental induction thoughts to clear your way and to influence others throughout the day. Midday. Watch your chances on all sides throughout your day. Be alert mentally as well as bodily. Keep your business under your own hat. Keep your plans close. Be self-sufficient. If a change is suggested, make sure it means advance, then act to realize it. Do not act impulsively, but act firmly and quickly. Keep out of vain discussions. Think and push your thoughts into action. Drop the deterrence of yesterday and let go of all their tension. Stop revisiting with your thoughts the cemeteries of the past. Now, midday, holds the biggest hour of your life. Your plans and thoughts are supported by the prayers of all the Crystal Silence League. Evening. At night, drop all negatives, hold the positives, and see your day complete. Open a window before retiring. Stand before it and take 5 deep breaths. And as you breathe, believe that what you desire has come true. Think it. Summon your faith in it. Now spend a sacred moment in the silence with the crystal. Send power to the West. Support the prayers of those who need your aid in this, their waking day. Prepare yourself for sleep. Think as you go to sleep the thoughts you began when you first awoke. Unseen forces will create, produce, adjust, and reveal possibilities for you while you sleep. This is as absolute as day and night. These are the words of Mr. Claude Conlon, the founder of the Crystal Silence League, written somewhere between 1912 and 1917. As true today as they were then. And I will tell you that generations of self-help people and positive thinkers have reiterated this. I want to tell you that my first exposure to this sort of thinking was a funny little book called The Game of Life and How to Play It by Florence Scovel Shinn. Now, I will tell you that this book I came across, I was around 15 or so, and you'll notice it was The Game of Life and How to Play It, not How to Win It. And in this book, it did say these very things, that you send out thoughts of healing in the morning and at night, you receive the thoughts of healing. And this led me into a lifelong path of looking at this sort of thing we call the law of attraction. So tonight's show, we're going to talk about more about projection, more about the power of belief, and how to get it. Now, later on tonight, we will be taking callers later in the show. If you'd like to be on the show, when you call, press 1 and message me with your name and location, and I'll try to get to you tonight. When you press 1, it raises your hand. So we will be talking about that sometime later. I'd like to talk more about this this idea of belief. It's trendy now not to believe, but belief plays an important part in projection. Belief is a choice we make, and belief is an important choice we make. And I'm going to tell you that one of the most popular New Thought authors of all time, Napoleon Hill, placed a great deal of importance in belief. In fact, he said what the mind of man can achieve and believe, or what the mind of man can conceive and believe he can achieve. That was his famous saying. A lot of people don't know that Napoleon Hill was a New Thought author, but he was. And one of the first things he asked people was, what do you believe firmly? What do you firmly believe? And he found that 98% of people have no firm beliefs. And this is why 98% of people live lives of what Thoreau called quiet desperation. They just kind of go through life quietly desperate with no real direction. If you're a member of Crystal Silent League, or if you're interested in the show, you're tired of that quiet desperation. You want to draw things into your life. You're tired of wondering why everybody has, or other people have things and you don't. You want to attract them in your lives. The first part of attraction, of course, is projection, the idea of this personal magnetism that we are we're talking about. So before we go any further, tonight we do read prayers from the prayer list, and I'm going to tell you this week we've had an extraordinary number of prayers. And so Those of you with crystals, please hold those, and please project thoughts of healing and prayer toward the people. I don't read names. I read the prayer number, and we read the initials. And so let's go right ahead, and let's do it. Let me get my own crystal. And our first prayer goes out to prayer number 32379-OM. OM, we do pray for your marriage. We do pray that your marriage heals. We do pray that all obstacles be removed from your marriage and that you and your husband grow closer and closer together. May that be so. May that be so. Our next prayer is 32378-SAL. SAL, we do hope that you get a better job and that we hope that you open your own business soon and that you enjoy success throughout the next year. Prayer number 32377. It's OM again. May all negative people and negative energies leave your life and may be surrounded by nothing but positive energies. May all positive spirits help you in this. And may all that healing help you, and also through the court case that's coming up. May the judge rule favorably for you. Prayer number 32374. A, I believe. Finances. Oh dear, may your finances increase. May your money increase. Please attract that to you. Let the spirits help you with that. And also love come your way. May your love and money enter your life, possibly from the same source. And may that happen, and may your Christmas be a very merry one. Prayer number 32373, XA. XA, may the enemies that beset you be removed from your life, and may your work soon become a peaceful place for you. May that soon be very... Oh, I believe you actually called me today about this, and I gave you some advice about that. May the advice I gave you do help you with that. Prayer number 32372, JJ. Well, JJ, you've asked for a lot of things, and I hope that the things that do come true, I do hope that you can stay where you're living now, and I do hope that you raise the money that will help you stay where you're living now. You know, may God bless you. Prayer number 32371, VG. May your court case go well, may the judge rule wisely, and may it turn out the best that it can and be resolved as soon as possible. Prayer number 32370, SL. SL, may you get a new job and a job that's satisfying to you, and may that happen expeditiously and as fast as possible in Jesus' name as you ask. Amen. Prayer number 32369, AA. May you get protection. May all the benevolent spirits protect you from the danger that you see yourself in, and may Saint Michael surround you with protective light. Prayer ID number 32368 PS. We're praying for your brother, who has Parkinson's. May he please go home soon, and please may he get better. Prayer ID number 32367 AS. You're praying that the Lord will make you rich. May the Lord make you rich. And please, A.S., remember, if the Lord makes you rich, you're supposed to tithe your benefactor. The Bible says so. Prayer ID 32366, A.S. May things heal in your relationship. May you heal as well, because there's a lot of anger in your heart. May the spirits, may God heal the anger in your heart, and may your relationship heal. Prayer ID 32365, MM. Dear, may you get out of debt soon, and may the IRS get off your back, and may everything work out for you. There's a lot going on in your life, and may things get better for you. Prayer ID 32364, PS. We're praying for your son. We do hope things help in his business and that his bills be caught up and that he can take care of his family. Prayer 32363, LJ. I do hope that your loved one returns to you, and I hope that the healing in your relationship and the problems with the problem that you wrote about that I don't want to discuss on the air does heal and get better. and that that obstacle is removed from your life and that the two of you can work on your relationship. Prayer number 32362, CG. I do hope that you get the faith you need to bring your relationship back together, that you and your loved one have the faith required to heal this problem. Prayer number 32361, L.M. Pierce. May Saint Gabriel repair Dee's heart and let him see that you did have real love and restore the relationship as you pray. Prayer ID 32360. This is AA. May you have success for your business and career. And may Anthony, Jude, Michael, and all the other saints that you're praying hear your prayer and help you in your career. Prayer ID 32359, AA. Blessings for J, M, and G. May that come through. And we call upon Saints Michael, Expedite, Anthony, and Jude for intercession. Prayer ID number 32358. Also, for the court case, may that work out for you as well. It seems as though that's a justified cause, and may the judge rule in your favor. Prayer ID 32356, G-A. Will you please help J.J., G-A with his case and grant him the money to help him with that problem that he's having. Prayer number 32355, A-S. Please help with the communications between A-S and his wife that their marriage will heal. Prayer ID 32354, M-E-M. Friendship and love between M-E-M and S-B, and bind them together with the cords that can't be broken of love. Please remove all blockages, and please help with the loved one who is currently not totally able to be with her right now. Prayer ID 32351, OB, debt problems. Please intercede in that, and please help. Prayer ID 32350, relationships. Relationships. Please increase the relationships between CC and her loved one, and may the communication be honest and kind. And prayer number 32349, OM. May the court case work out, and may the charges be dismissed. Prayer ID 32348, SP. She's praying that her husband's headaches be released and he's healed from all the pain and stress and tension. Please, God, hear her prayer. And prayer ID 32347, HP. Please help HP with M and H. She asked for a prayer involving crystal ball for M and H the next time. To help with the relationship. Prayer ID 32346, KR, and this is a court case. It's a domestic case. Please help her and give her strength, and please allow the judge to rule in her favor. Prayer ID 32345, this is CW. He asks for peace. He asks for peace and let not his heart be troubled. And may the good spirits please give him peace. Prayer ID 32344, CR. Please grant her financial stability and prosperity. Prayer ID 32343, this is anonymous. May all negative, evil, wicked, malignant, and malicious spells and spirits be removed. Prayer 32342, AS. Please pray for divine intervention in her relationships. Please bless them with a supernatural miracle and heal the cracks in the relationships, putting them on the path to a happy marriage. And the last one, please, prayer 32340, MK. Please restore their relationship to the happy marriage that it once was. May all these prayers please be granted. So may it be. And that is the end of the prayers that were on Crystal Silence League this week. Please pray for these people, and may it be happy. We shall take a very, very brief musical interlude while we have a little meditation for them. And we'll be back in just a few moments. And we're back. We are brought to you by LMC Radio Network lineup. And I'd like to give you that lineup. We have exactly, there's only 2 days a week we're not broadcasting programs right now. Our lineup is quite impressive at this point. We have, of course, the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Candelo's Corner, Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. Crystal Silence League Hour, which you're listening right now with John St. Germain, Tuesday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. And we have In the Streets with Beverly Smith immediately following the show at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Liquid Libations Radio, where poetry and the spoken word comes alive with Andrea Western, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And the Now You Know Show with Professor Porterfield, Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Friday and Saturday nights are the only ones that we're not broadcasting now, but just give us time. And, of course, a good thanks to our sponsor, Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville. So far, Siva says, located in Forestville, California. A great place to get any kind of hoodoo and root work, and any kind of supply you like, candles, et cetera. That's where I get all my supplies, and not only because I get them wholesale, but also because they're just very good. We would like to discuss the entire idea of New Thought is that if you get something in your mind, you will project it outward, and it manifests in daily life. And I would like to play something for you. This is a blast from my past. And so
if you want to experience the very best of life, you must believe that you deserve the best. Too many religious people are taught to believe that they don't deserve anything. And some religious people even pray that prayer, "Oh Lord, I know I'm not worthy. I'm going to ask for some confessions on national television." How many of you have ever prayed a prayer like that? "Lord, I know I'm not worthy." Come on, up with those hands. Chicken. All right, I have too. I know better now. I know the truth and I'm free. But listen, anything that you don't feel you're worthy of, you can't have. Anything that you feel you do not deserve, that you're not worthy of, you automatically cut yourself off from that good. Listen, you cross yourself up when you pray and ask the presence of God in you for something, and then you say, now, Lord, I know I'm not worthy. You might as well forget it, honey. Believe that you deserve the best.
Now, I'd like to give you 2 points if you can tell me who that was, but that is, of course, the inimitable Reverend Ike. My grandmother used to listen to him with great intensity when I was a child. And it's also interesting to me as a root worker that he said you cross yourself up. So I believe that Reverend Ike, who, of course, was from Louisiana, knew of root work and hoodoo. Now, Reverend Ike had a saying, and my grandmother used to tell me about it all the time, get it in your mind and your behind will follow your mind. And if that's not new thought, I don't know what is. And he also went on in that, I wish I could play that entire clip for you, but I don't want to turn my entire show over to Reverend Ike, that any doubt will kill you. And this is exactly right. If you're going to do projection, you have to believe. You have to believe. And this brings me back to what I was talking about earlier with Napoleon Hill, who wrote a book in 1937 called Think and Grow Rich. And he used to ask people, what do I believe? And he said 98% didn't have any kind of firm belief at all. And I will tell you that there was a time when I was involved in ESP research when I was a younger man, and I used to have to deal with true believers and skeptics as well. And I will tell you that the skeptics I talked to believed in nothing. They believed in nothing. And I talked to one of the arch skeptics. I talked to the arch skeptics a lot. You know, James Randi may ring a bell to you. Dr. Ray Hyman. And I asked Ray Hyman, I said, what would it take, Ray, to convince you, to make you believe that ESP exists? And he says, I don't know. He says, I don't think I can believe. Now, I want you to think about that statement a minute. I don't think I can believe. Because when you think about it, isn't belief a choice? And if you don't have control over your beliefs, what do you have control over? If you don't have control over your beliefs, because belief is a choice, isn't it? Like many other things, trust. Trust is a choice. I tell people that all the time. Trust is a choice. Love is a choice. You choose to trust. I believe that if you're in a relationship and you're playing detective, you know, you're Facebook stalking, if you're looking at cell phone calls and, you know, stalking texts and things, that's a relationship you don't need to be in. I tell people that a lot. I said, as soon as you start playing detective in a relationship, it's time to leave. But if you find yourself tempted to do it for no reason, you make a choice. You choose to trust. If because of things in your past, if you're dwelling on the past, if you're thinking, I'm going to have to play detective just to see if I'm not being hurt again, that I'm not being cheated on again because of something someone else does. In other words, if you're punishing a current relationship for something that happened in the past, you have to make a choice. You have to make a choice. Are you going to trust or are you not going to trust? In other words, belief. You're going to have to believe. And this is what kills most of us. We just don't believe. We just do not believe. We don't believe we're going to succeed. We don't believe we're going to have love. And we don't believe we have a choice. And as a spiritual counselor, I will tell you that, like Napoleon Hill said, 98% of people don't have a strong belief that they have a choice. They're in a relationship they don't like. They're in a job they don't like. They're in a situation they don't like. And they call me up and they say, Mr. St. Germain, I am stuck. And I believe that it's probably time that we should take some phone calls if you'd like to. Our call-in number is 657-383-0525. Press 1, and we'll try to get you on tonight. Now, I will tell you, you can ask questions. I will do a reading for you. Or if you'd like us to pray for you, we'll do that too. If you just want to talk about something, we'll talk about it. If you have a comment to make, we'll do that too. Or if you have conspiracy theories, we'd love to hear that as well. But the number to call in is 657-383-0525. And we'll press 1. That will raise your hand. And our switchboard operator, Myrtle, will try to get you right up on here. So that we would love to hear from you. So there we go. You can give us a call. And if you don't give us a call, I will continue to discuss the whole idea of projection. As we talked about last week, projection is the idea of getting your thought out into the universe or into the world or rotating around the circuitry of the earth, connecting it with every form of sentient life in the world, which acts as a magnifying lens or a magnifying circuit. And then once it's out there, you receive it. We're going to talk about reception this week, but I wanted to talk a little bit more about this concept of personal magnetism. Why are some people more magnetic than others? Why do some people attract success and money than others? And the bottom line in that is that they believe they can. They believe they can. They believe they're worthy of it. And the first step of getting this is you really have to get your mind clear. And this is where Claude Conlon excelled at this sort of thought. He says in the Book of Codes that you must believe in these daily affirmations, I can surmount all the barriers, obstacles. It shall be. It must happen. I have no fear. All is well. These are positive affirmations that, when you know, once again, the positive thinking people have made a fortune on this thing, on this whole idea of positive affirmation. But only Claude Conlon taught how to do it with a form of circuitry. Sending it out, many people sending it out into this sea of energy that is all around us. And this is something I would like to talk about today as we go into the idea of reception. And this is the exercise I would like you to try now. If you take your crystal in front of you and you concentrate on it, this is what I would like you to try. I said last week the very first thing you have to do is relax and take a deep breath. You just take a deep breath, just like so, and another one. And as you do, you let the relaxation flow over you like warm water. And then the very first thing you do, you must know that you're loved. You know that you're loved, and you love yourself first. And you know that you do love yourself and that you are worthy, first of all, to receive what you're about to receive. Because you're about to ask for what is yours. You're going to ask for what is yours. Because one of the very first things I read in The Game of Life and How to Play It is that there is a portion set aside for you that belongs to you. And this became a core belief of mine, is that we have things that belong to us and things that don't. And sometimes we find ourselves in possession of things that don't belong to us, and that's why we don't fit. Sometimes these are relationships, and sometimes it's property, but they don't belong to us. And sometimes other people are in possession of things that belong to us, and that's why we yearn for them. And it could be someone. Someone might have our person, and that's why we yearn for them. And so what we're going to do is ask for what's ours. You see, sometimes we pray for something or ask for it, and it doesn't belong to us. You know, we say, oh, dear God, I want, please send me that person right there. Send me that person right there. I want that person right there. But you see, we don't really know what we want sometimes, because we just don't know ourselves that well. We just don't know ourselves that well. So we're going to learn about ourselves. So we relax, and we say, I do love myself. And do we even know what love is? Do we even know what love is? Love is wanting happiness for the person. When you love someone, you want them to be well and happy and at peace. So that's what you want for yourself. May I be happy. May I be well. May I be free of suffering. May I be at peace. And then we project that out. May all living creatures be well. May all living creatures be happy. May all living creatures be at peace. Now we project that. And once we do this, we push it out like we learned to do last week. And if you do this, you'll push this out, you'll become aware that as you push that out, you're really not losing anything. You become aware that you're touching this vast amount, this ocean of, I hate using the word energy, that's misused, but there's something there. There's this vast well of pure power that is benign and loving and beautiful and potent, and you can bring it back in, drink of it. You draw it back in, and you draw it into the ball or the crystal, and the crystal acts as a prism. Think of the cover of the Pink Floyd album, Dark Side of the Moon. You know, it comes into the crystal and then back into you. You draw it back into you like drinking from a straw, and you can take as much as you want. You won't ever empty that. It's like trying to empty the ocean with a spoon. You can take all you want. And this is all the loving energy generated by every sentient being that's putting it out there, because when you love, you send it out there. Now, I want to tell you that there's everything out there. There's love. There's financial power. There is anger. There's hate. There's evil. There's every feeling that can be imagined. There's every type of power out there. This is why evil people can be powerful too. This is why, and I guess I could get into politics if I wanted to, this is why the world is often run by evil and malicious and psychopathic people. That's why they can get power too. They can go out there and draw it. That's why they can be very magnetic. They can have personal magnetism too. Personal magnetism is not just the province of good people. Evil people can learn to be magnetic too, and often do. They often have the secret of magnetism, because many of the people running the world, and you know it and I know it, are evil and malicious and stupid and psychopathic. So it behooves the good people, the spiritual people, to learn these methods and become powerful and magnetic as well. You draw this in. You just draw this energy in through there. And then when you're full of it, and you know when you hit it, you know when you connect it, there's this wow feeling. There's this wow feeling, and you're filled with it. And you feel like a balloon filling up with it, and you think, wow, oh my gosh. And then you know what you believe? And this is something that I talk to people sometimes, and I say, and I ask them, and this is that 98% again, I say, you've never really felt in your life, have you, that everything is just going to be all right? And they'll laugh at me. They'll go, no, I never have. But when you connect with this for the first time in your life, you truly believe, hey, everything's going to be okay. And you may just start laughing because you feel so good. And you know what most people's idea of happiness is? That they hurt a little bit less today than they did yesterday. If they hurt inside, if their heart aches less today than yesterday, if they can bear to get out of bed in the morning, then today's a good day. And this makes me want to cry. This just makes me want to cry. Walk down the street and look at people's faces, and look at them at work, and just see how many truly happy people you see. And you realize that if they're smiling at all, it barely reaches their eyes. It doesn't reach their eyes at all. And you realize they just barely got out of bed this morning. And then you realize the truth of that terrible statement of Thoreau, that most men do indeed live lives of quiet desperation. And I would love for someone to call me and comment on any of this at 657-383-0525 and press 1 and give us your thoughts on this. Give us your thoughts. We're going to move on here in just a moment to some other discussion. And I would love to have a phone call. We had some phone calls last week. I guess we're not getting any real interest in discussing this. Are you just that interested in what I'm going to say? Because we are reaching the, in just a few moments, on the automatic timer, the music. Oh, that music lets us know that it is time for the Stone of the Week. and the spell of the week.
I put a spell on you.
So what we know now is the stone of the week. The stone of the week, for no particular reason, I just kind of opened the book at random and put my finger on it, is Amazonite or Amazonite. And Amazonite is a very inexpensive stone. You can get it for about $2. And it's a mottled pale green. It's a very pretty stone. And I'm going to tell you that it's used a lot for gambling success or risky ventures. And actually just living today, going out of your door is a risky venture. And it's good for communication, both verbal and nonverbal. And it's very good for psychic powers, psychic abilities. And I'm going to tell you that this is a wonderful stone if you're going to make a mojo or a gambling spell, any sort of amulet or mojo bag for gambling success. It's very good if you like to play the lottery, or if you speculate, or if you're doing any kind of risky venture of any sort. So that is our stone of the week. Now, our free spell I'm going to tell you about, I think is very important, and it's sort of part of the theme today. This is a spell for emotional well-being and overall just general good health. And the crystals we're going to use for this are sodalite, amethyst, and sunstone. Sodalite is a very pretty stone. It's a blue stone with white flecks or white veins through it. Sunstone is a yellow stone, partially transparent. And amethyst is a purple stone, usually in a crystal form, or you can get a tumble. And you get one of each. And there's a few things you can do with this. One of the things I like to do with it, as you know from last week, is you make a little stand out of it and put your crystal ball on it. And you project outward, I am healthy, I am well, I am happy, I am prosperous. And you project that out, as we learned, and then you draw it back in and you energize the stones with these thoughts, and then you put them in a bag because you're going to wear that. Now, you also need a brass skeleton key. Brass is an amalgam of zinc and copper, and zinc and copper are both linked with health. Both are very good for circulatory system. Both are very good for metabolism. So you're going to put the brass skeleton key in the bag as well. And root workers will tell you that you can also make a very good health bag. Inside of that, you'll put self-heal, sandalwood, and angelica root. And this is a very potent, powerful bag now for personal health. Now, if you want to, you can get some sachet powder that's called power or healing, either one of those, and dress the stones with that powder. And if you carry this bag with you, this will help promote happiness, overall vitality, a sense of well-being, and good feeling. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is our spell of the week.
Put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. Do this stuff that doesn't do. You better stop the things you do. Yeah, I put a spell on you because you're mine. You're mine.
interesting chap named Dr. Rupert Sheldrake, who is out there on the cutting edge and very strange edge of esoteric physics and stuff, wrote a book called The Feeling of Being Watched. And perhaps you've experienced this. You ever have this creepy feeling that someone is staring at you and you turn around and then you see them look away, and they have been? This is a sensation that has been studied. And if you did this, now we used to, a long time ago, we used to have fun with this. You'd be sitting in a restaurant and you stare between someone's shoulder blades. And eventually they would turn around and look at you. Now, a lot of people aren't self-aware enough to feel this, but apparently this is an instinct that we have. And Rupert Sheldrake decided to study this to see if it was just an urban myth or do people really have this sensation. And by golly, he statistically proven, although, you know, skeptics said Flimshaw, poppycock, but try it and you'll see. It's kind of a fun game, although someone may turn around and shoot you. We have this instinct. You get a kind of a creepy feeling between your shoulder blades that someone is staring at you, and apparently the evolutionary purpose of this is that back in the Paleolithic age, when things like saber-toothed tigers and such were considered as food, we needed that. That was a survival skill. You know, they'd hide in the bushes, you know, as our cats do now for mice and pounce. They'd hide in the bushes and stare at us, and we'd get this sensation that we were being preyed upon, and we'd run and climb up a tree. And this was how we narrowly survived, because it's funny when I hear people say, yeah, man's at the top of the food chain. Oh, really? Oh, really there, amigo? Go about 10 miles outside of the city, and there's at least 15 things that will eat you on land, cougars and panthers and black bears, and you go in the ocean, barracuda and sharks, and those nasty little catfish that burrow inside your body and eat you from the inside out, and there's snakes and crocodiles. Yeah, man is not on top of the food chain. At best, he shares a rung with probably about 50 different species. So we had, at one time, we had to fight for food, and we had to compete with food, and we were food for many different species. So this is a very interesting thing, isn't it? This is very close to what Claude Conlon was talking about, personal magnetism, controlling people with your will, projecting your will out and influencing other people. Now, you can prove this to yourself, that you can control people with your mind. You can stare at someone and they can feel it. Now, dig it. You can stare at someone and they can feel it. Now, this is not hypnotism, this personal magnetism thing. This is reaching out with your mind and touching someone and projecting your will. And he gives advice in his book how you should behave, how you should control yourself, how you should dress, how you should groom, how you should think of yourself when you meet people. You make eye contact. You have a firm handshake. You start controlling your thoughts so that you take care of yourself. You eat right. You just exude this personal power. And when you start following these rules that he lays out, you do find yourself more in tune, like a crystal, drinking from this vast reservoir of power. And suddenly, things start to happen for you. You start to become more and more successful. Things, rather than working against you, start to work for you. And you start attracting the right people to you. And this is the sort of thing that I attempt to talk to people who come in and they say, I just can't get the right job. People work against me and just the relationships. And I say, well, you know, you're attracting the wrong kind of people and you're attracting the wrong kind of jobs. Why don't we work on changing the way your attraction, your magnetism is wrong? If you change the way your magnetism works, then you're going to change the way what you attract. If you're attracting these types of people, why? Why is it? It's because of the signals you're sending out. There are people I'm working with, and they're not attracting anyone. And if you stand next to them, you realize they're kind of vibrating this defensive energy. And I work with them, for a little while, and soon their energy changes, and soon people begin to audition for them. Romantic partners start to audition for them, and it's just a wonderful thing to see. And that is exactly the sort of techniques that Claude Collin discussed. Now, we're running out of time. This is your last chance to call. In exactly 2 minutes or so, we're going to do our final meditation of the evening. And once that's done, we're done. So if anybody wants to call, this is your last chance, because I'm about to do my final comments before we go into the meditation. As always, if you'd like to send us any questions or address is info@crystalsilenceleague.org. You can send us email comments. You can send us suggestions for the show. And next week we're going to talk more about attraction and also probably move on to the concept of seership. This is looking into the crystal ball for purposes of divination. This is what most people are aware of when you look in the crystal ball, to see images, divination images, and we'll start working on that technique. And then after that, we'll talk about using the crystal ball for healing. So now we're going to do the meditation of the week. You will need your crystal ball. You'll need your a quiet place to sit. Turn your cell phones off. Turn the TV off. Put the cat out. Tell the kids to be quiet. And prepare to breathe and to relax and to send out the projections that you're going to want this week. And we'll begin here in just one moment as we get settled. I want to get comfortable in my chair. So breathe like this. And you breathe in through your nose. And if you like, you can breathe out through your mouth. It's not necessary. And as you breathe, you should start to feel your weight. And you should settle. Just settle your weight. And start to relax. And your hands should be comfortably in your lap. If you're sitting in lotus position, that's fine. And if you're not sitting in lotus position, that's fine too. Some people can't because of their back, near their knees. But just sit comfortably. Just like so. And I'm going to cue up some very cool music here. To remind you, do not operate a car or any kind of machinery. If you are, shut this off now. And as you relax, and go deeper and deeper into relaxation, you don't close your eyes during this. Your eyes should remain halfway open, relaxed, and concentrating on your crystal. If you don't have a crystal in front of you, you can close your eyes and visualize the crystal floating in front of you, spinning and bright. And now, remember, first and foremost, you are loved. You are loved. sure of that. You're absolutely sure you are love. And as you feel this love, put it into the crystal. And send that love out. Push it out. Push it gently but with great force. And send that love out to all the sentient beings, everywhere, to every corner of the world. And let that love go out to every sentient being. And you should do this with an air of joy. And push it out there with joy. And now, as you do this, feel a great sense of well-being go through every fiber of your body. You must believe this, that you are well, you are good, and you are happy. All is good. Everything is going to be well. Everything is going to be well. Everything is going to be well. And all good things are going to come to you. Do you believe me? Do you feel it? Take a deep breath. And push it out there. Something good is happening. Something good is happening now. Can you feel it? Something wonderful is happening. Something wonderful is just about to happen. Feel that intensity. When heaven and earth is in harmony, all the creatures celebrate. Just listen for it. Feel for it. Feel for it out there. As you push that out there, feel for it. Feel for that wonderful energy out there, that wonderful thing out there. There's no word for it. It's an ocean. It's the force. Feel for the force. And when you feel it, lock into it. Grab it, embrace it, pull it to you, pull it back into you. Pull it into you using that crystal, pull it into the crystal, condense it down, and bring it back into you, pull it back into you. It's yours, claim it, claim what is yours, your share, and waiting for you. Before you were born, it's been out there for you, claim it, and know that that well-being is yours. That happiness, that sense of well-being, that joy, that's yours. You carry that with you, project it, that's yours. And as you sleep tonight will be better than any night you've ever slept. And tomorrow, when you wake up, you bring that joy with you. And tomorrow will be better than yesterday. And the day after that, better than that day. And the day after that, even better than the day before. Because you carry that well-being with you. You carry that joy, and everyone feels that joy and that power. And as you bring that joy with you, now take a deep breath and let it out. And now start to breathe normally. And bring it with you. And as we come out, open your eyes. And let the circulation return to your extremities. And you can keep that energy. Start to breathe normally. And keep it and let it go, because it belongs to you forever now. And this has been the Crystal Silence League Hour. I'm John St. Germain. Join us next week at the same time. Coming up next is Liquid Libations, I think. Oh my goodness, I'm in a meditative state now. But stay tuned, please. On the Street with Andrea Weston coming up next, and we hope to see you next week. Thank you for joining us in the streets with Beverly Smith coming up. And thank you for joining us, and we hope to see you next week. And until then, hug your crystal to you closely. It's the best friend you'll ever have. Thank you.